Hey, my name's Hannah Trigwell. I'm an artist and a songwriter, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about me in just a second. But first, I wanted to let you know that I'm super excited to be launching a brand new podcast and video series with Tommen. The Backstage Pass podcast will include conversations with professionals from different areas within the music industry. So I'm going to be talking to other artists and songwriters, musicians, as well as sound engineers, radio presenters, people who work at labels, and many, many more. These conversations are going to be pretty chilled and hopefully a lot of fun. I'm going to share some funny stories, and hopefully my guests will as well. We'll hear tips from professionals and we'll get a look behind the curtain, as it were, to find out what really goes on behind the scenes in different areas of the music industry. The Backstage Pass podcast will be hosted by me, and you'll be able to watch videos on the Tommen Music YouTube channel and listen to the audio on iTunes, Spotify, and many more. The reason why I'm doing this is because I'm fascinated by every area of the music industry. I've got a lot of experience in songwriting and touring and recording music, and I want to speak to people who've had similar or different experiences than me in terms of being an artist and being a songwriter. But I also want to speak to people in different areas of the music industry and find out things that I didn't necessarily know. Currently, I write for my own artist project, which comes under my name, which is Hannah Trigwell. I also write for other artist projects and for library music. I started out by busking, so playing on the street in my hometown, and I really enjoyed that. And then I sort of graduated to making videos and recording cover songs. So I learned a lot of my favorite songs in the beginning. That's how I taught myself to play guitar. It's how I taught myself to sing. I wanted to make a sound that was as beautiful or nearly as beautiful as the sounds that I was listening to at the time. So my mum and dad were playing songs that were in the genre of pop and country and singer-songwriter vibes. That's the kind of thing that I wanted to do. So I was recording and posting cover videos on YouTube for many, many years before I released my own original music. I've always been really into songwriting. I think that working on a lot of covers helped me develop my songwriting a lot and actually taught me how to write a good pop song. Skip forward a couple of years and I've released several EPs of my own music, and my debut album Red came out a couple of years ago. I'm currently working on a new album, but through building an audience online and through touring, I've been lucky enough to have two number one singles in Asia and achieve top 10 hits across the world. I'm an independent artist, so I self-release all my music. On my own YouTube channel, I now post music videos for my original songs, as well as vlogs, gear reviews, that kind of thing. I founded my own independent record label in 2016 that's called Teapot Records, solely because I love tea. I love tea. It's so good. And that's the label that I release all my original music through. I'm very do-it-yourself DIY in my approach because I'm not on a major label, so everything falls to me. I have to be in charge of releasing my songs, promoting my songs, obviously writing them in the first place. And doing all of that stuff has meant that I have a little bit of knowledge about a lot of things in the music industry. But I hope that I'm always learning. I always want to be learning. So talking to some of the guests that we'll have on this podcast is going to be really, really fun for me. And I hope it'll be fun for you guys too. I've toured with some pretty big names, including Boyce Avenue, Walk Off the Earth, Jeremy Loops, Alex Scoot, and many more. All of those tours have been really, really fun. And I have a lot of stories to share about touring. And I'm looking forward to talking to other artists who also have stories from tours, because those kind of stories tend to be the best ones. I love making music. I love writing it. I love recording it. I love performing. I love music. I love the music industry. It's really the thing that sets me on fire in a good way. So with that being said, I'm just really excited to share some of my stories, share things from my experiences of working in music, and hear from other artists about their experiences, and other sound engineers and other promoters and other people who work in different areas of the music industry. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The Backstage Pass podcast aims to inspire, educate, and entertain, most importantly. So if you have any thoughts on who you'd like me to speak to as a guest on this podcast, please get in touch. Let me know and I will try my best to make that happen. I hope that you will be able to join me by tuning in and watching these YouTube videos or listening to the audio through your favorite music provider or both. So keep your eyes peeled and your ears open. and I will speak to you really soon.